Roderick Cassell nodded. Your lady awaits you upstairs. Ned was lost. Catelyn is truly here? This is not some strange jape of Littlefinger's? He sheathed his blade.
Would that it were, Stark, Littlefinger said. Follow me and try to look a shade more lecherous, and a shade less like the king's hand. It would not do to have you recognized. Perhaps you could fondle the breast or two, just in passing.
They went inside to a crowded common room, where a fat woman was singing bawdy songs, while pretty young girls in linen shifts and wisps of coloured silk pressed themselves against their lovers and dandled on their laps. No one paid Ned the slightest bit of attention. Sir Roderick waited below, while Littlefinger led him up to the third floor, along a corridor, and through a door. Inside, Catelyn was waiting. She cried out when she saw him, ran to him, and embraced him fiercely. "My lady," Ned whispered in wonderment.
"Oh, very good," said Littlefinger, closing the door. "You recognized her."
"I feared you'd never come, my lord," she whispered against his chest. "Pataya has been bringing me reports. He told me of your troubles with Arya and the young prince. How are my girls?" "Both in mourning and full of anger," he told her. "Cat, I do not understand. What are you doing in King's Landing? What's happened?" Ned asked his wife. "Is it Bran? Is he..." Dead was the word that came to his lips, but he could not say it.